You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We are Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com. Are you hungry?
Good morning, Tom and Sandy. This morning's Everybody's Hungry segment is brought to you by and with the support of our friends at Mogul and their Dining Rewards program. They have their new variable cash back program where restaurants can determine based on time of day what percentage you're going to get back. Before, it was a static 10%. Now you can get upwards of 20% depending on the restaurants you're going to.
Oh, wow.
So if you're interested in getting some cash back and helping your community, because, again, every $20 plus spent at those restaurants gets a meal donated to FoodShare. Go to bccu.mogl.com and use referral code FoodShare. Sign up with Mogul. You get cash back for eating and doing the things you love to do anyway and helping your community.
That's a great deal.
It's not costing you anything to do this.
It's not.
You just put
your credit card number into the app, and then every time you use that credit card at participating Mogul restaurants, you get cash back. And again, $20+ at those restaurants gets a meal to FoodShare.
Win.
And today we're going to have another win for me, Sandy, and Spence. Because we're implementing another Torture Tom segment.
I didn't know
we were having one.
Yes.
I know. Today's a surprise Torture Tom.
Oh,
I had a stroke of genius last night.
Stroke of genius on how to mess with me.
Exactly.
So now, I did hear... Wait, let me just say something. I heard this yesterday from Gary at Four Bricks.
Okay.
He said to me, when Chef Tim Kilcoyne comes in, and he's coming in real soon here, he goes, and he's going to do a Torture Tom segment.
Yes, he is.
He goes, run.
Yeah,
that's all they would say to me is just run. Get out of
there. Just as a precursor, I'm excited about next week's show. Not because I'm not going to be here. I'm a little sad about not being in studio.
Oh, you and Sean, neither you or Sean are going to be
here. No, and that's why Chef Tim's coming in to take over the Everybody's Hungry segment. But it's going to be a good one. I'm actually soliciting guests, outsiders, to come into the studio for this reaction. So stay tuned for next week as well.
Oh, man, this sounds brutal.
But today I think is going to be equally as fun. We got some great sodas. We got some obscure sodas from our friends over at Rocket Fizz Ventura. And again, last night I just had the stroke of genius. I'm like, Tom is really into the Torture Tom thing, so why not do a blind tasting? And we have a perfect location right here in Ventura with Rocket Fizz. They've got thousands of sodas. I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit.
But they have quite a few hundred sodas
on their cases, both warm and cold, so you can drink it right away or you can get it off the shelf, plus an amazing candy selection and even kind of a Comic-Con type of theme in terms of lunchboxes and posters and old-style toys. It's a great, fun location. Plus, they've got some awesome video games in the back corner. They've changed their back room over to where it's got like a little arcade feel. And the trend nowadays is to get into these really obscure items.
Uh-huh.
Soda's no different. People are trying to impart flavors of other meals and items into soda.
Okay.
So you get a liquid form of this thing that you love, whether it's buffalo wings or it's coffee or peanut butter, whatever it may be. So we brought in four today, Tom. We've got a green one, a pinkish one, a yellow one, and a clear one. And that's all I'm going to really give you the insight
to. The yellow one didn't just come from the bathroom, did
it? No, sir.
That's not fair.
None of us can produce that kind of effervescence. But I was over talking to Jack Dempsey, who's the new owner of Rocket Fizz. And he gave me some good recommendations on these sodas. So our hope is that you'll be able to actually smell and taste some of the flavors that these sodas are representing.
Okay.
So if you want to start with the green one.
All right. I'll start with the green one.
And Sandy's going to do it with you. So we're going down the line. I've covered the labels with some napkins, numbering them, so we don't know what they are just yet. Tom's giving a little taste.
It kind of leaves like this residue on your tongue.
Yeah, it's not real good, I don't think. I mean,
now, a lot of these obscurely flavored sodas are going to be a novelty, right? So some people really like them. I was talking about one of these flavors on the counter, and Jack really likes it.
Okay.
But oftentimes, you're adding a lot of sweeteners in order to get close to a taste, so not everyone's going to gravitate to it. It may leave a little aftertaste. What's your thought on this one?
I wouldn't drink it. I mean, it's not anything to write
home
about. It's kind of
lemony lime, but it's got that residue on your tongue, which...
Any tingle?
No tingle.
No tingle? Okay. Because this one that you're drinking is the Green Apple Jalapeno. It's by the Rocket Fizz brand.
Okay.
They have numerous lines in their own house brands, including the Lester's Fixins, which is going to be the other three that you're tasting.
Okay.
The Rocket Fizz brand, they've got a fueled motor Motorhead kind of themed line as well.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of different sodas they're able to play with. Some of them even glow under black light, which is pretty cool for parties. When we look at the soda industry in general, though, I got some cool statistics from statisticbrain.com as of January. And it says that 56% of 8-year-olds drink at least one can of soda pop a day, which isn't too bad, but it could be a little high for that age group.
It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah,
it's
that's a lot of sugar.
60% of schools sell soda on their premises, which I know there's a lot of controversy about that. But these are really focused on an after-school scenario.
Right.
Like you're having, you know, sleepovers, you're having friends, or as adults, I've seen a lot of pictures of people going in for bachelor parties, bachelorette parties, getting fun supplies or celebrating birthdays. If you go on Rocket Fizz Ventura's Facebook page, they've got some really awesome photos of hats and that for people that are celebrating birthdays. They really get into the spirit in the shop.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, as far as revenue stream, the soda industry and soft drink industry is estimated at around $60 billion a year. So sodas have an impact on the economy. It's no slouch in that regard.
Right. I remember when I was little, my mom never let me drink soda. And I'm thankful
I don't
for
remember,
that.
I don't remember drinking a lot of soda either as a kid.
I did.
Did you?
my brother actually drank enough soda. He drank a lot of dark cola that one day during an exam, I think it was like a physical for sports or something, the doctor told him, your urine's a little dark. You need to back away from the dark cola.
Really? He was changed the color of the urine?
He was actually doing like anywhere from 2 to 4 cans a day. And the doctor's like, whoa, dude. Way too much. You need to back down.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know somebody that's actually addicted to it, and they drink those Diet Cokes, and they probably drink a 6 to 8 a day.
I tell you, I consciously backed away from it because there are some flavors at Rocket Fizz that I could get addicted to. They had this sour lemon for a while had a Grove in the name. I don't remember. It's been discontinued, but it was awesome because it was crisp. It was refreshing. It was like a fresh lemonade, even though it wasn't fresh squeezed. The Lemmy they have there is a great follow-up. It's a number 2 for me. It's a little sweeter than the sour previously, but it's a great lemonade in a bottle. It's pretty fun. Tom, I want to try the pink one. I want to see what you think of this one. Now, this one is going to be a combination kind of drink. There's 2 flavors that should be going on in there. I wanted to see if you're... we got a little jerk in the eyeballs on that one, a little take it back.
Well, it's got watermelon in it, I think.
Interesting. I didn't think about watermelon, but the secondary flavor could be lent to that. Sandy, do you have any feedback on this one?
No.
I don't like it.
I don't have any feedback. I mean, it does definitely taste like a melon, like some type of a melon.
All right. Well, it's supposed to be peanut butter and jelly. So that jelly component is maybe where you're getting some of that fruity melon-iness.
And does it taste at all like peanut butter and jelly?
Not to me, it doesn't.
The first time I had this one, I thought I tasted the peanut butter and jelly. Maybe it was the power suggestion. But there was like a finish on the back of my palate that gave me the feeling of peanut butter.
The one thing that I do notice about the two that we've already had is that little film. I mean, I have a film on my tongue.
Is it a fungus? Maybe you're growing hair on your tongue.
We need to maybe get you to the doctor, Sandy.
Yep, stick your tongue out.
Now, I think we're really fortunate to have the Rocket Fizz line and here in Ventura.
Yeah.
It was founded by Robert Powles and Ryan Morgan. And again, Jack Dempsey's the new owner of the Ventura location. When we look at kind of a surge of media and getting people excited about these sodas, Jack is doing it right. He's really pounding the Facebook profile for Rocket Fizz Ventura. If you go to Rocket Fizz Ventura.com, it'll lead you to their Facebook page. And he's re-implemented these awesome weekly contests. So he's really getting people involved with the Facebook page. He said he's getting upwards of 250 to 300 new followers each contest. And you're up for great prizes, including 12 packs of Rocket Fizz soda.
Yeah.
So if you follow them on their Facebook page and you get excited, you're going to be rewarded. And they love their regular customers. Again, a lot of people are in there celebrating.
Oh, cool.
The third one, Tom, this yellow one, this is a vibrant yellow. It's got a really
intense
color.
It is very, very yellow.
And
really
there should be a distinct smell on this one. I think you're going
to... Banana.
Oh, banana. Okay. I like the
change of
palate.
It does have a distinct smell. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
I don't know. Oh.
That was a big taste for both of you.
I don't like any of these. I got to be honest with you. I don't like that one.
This one
what is that?
Different. I mean, it is... It's.
This one is one of those banana. Where I'm on the fence on. I'm not a fan.
I'm not on the fence.
But when I initially sampled this soda, I could see how people would like it. I didn't personally gravitate to it, but then there was like a secondary drink where I wanted to try it again.
No,
you know what this
tastes
like?
That is horrible, I think. seriously, that tastes terrible.
This tastes like a circus peanut.
You're on the right track.
Okay, it does.
So this is supposed to be sweet corn.
Okay.
Oh, that's what it tastes like. And now that you say corn,
it
tastes like...
It's hard to put your finger on.
You're drinking... I don't like it.
So Jack... He hit it spot on yesterday. He said, because for
it's
me,
corn.
I was like, oh, it kind of tastes like buttered popcorn jelly beans. You know, something wasn't right for me. And I don't like corn flavored fake corn flavored stuff normally. He said, this is just like drinking the juice out of the bottom of the canned corn. I was like, oh my God, that's right.
And it does.
Yeah. I got it now. Even, yeah, that's
so
it.
For the first two, Sandy, you're talking about that film, this one, it actually resonates more with the juice of the canned corn with that filmy kind of focus as well. Now, the last one should
why does somebody want to drink the juice of the canned corn? Is he selling this?
He is not selling.
Okay, these are just made?
No. These four he's selling, but people aren't, like, he's not selling bottles of canned corn
juice. No, I know. I mean, that's what it tastes like. You're right. That's exactly what it tastes like.
So this one, they hit on target then. Their formula was spot on because it tastes what it's supposed to be. The last one, I would say it's going to be a palate cleanser, Tom, but this is my most favorite and mysterious drink for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said this one may be hard and a little difficult for you to discern, but I'm really excited about this.
Well, it's lemony, limey, and it doesn't have that film for me.
Okay, so in that regard, it's going to be more refreshing.
God, I mean, seriously, that is lousy. What is it? No, are you going to tell me that that's drinkable?
Yeah.
Sandy's...
You do have a fungus on your tongue.
She's very calm. She loves it. She's like,
I do.
This.
I'm having fun.
I don't like it.
So the number three and number four were probably my faves.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You have a savory palate then, my dear, because number four is ranch dressing.
Oh, God, that is gross. I don't like it at all.
Now they have.
No,
you don't have to apologize. Again, not everyone's going to gravitate to it. They do have a great selection of more traditional style colas. They got some awesome, like orange cream. They've got the cream sodas, root beers.
Well, that's what I like.
And they've got a major selection of all those as well. So if you want to go mainstream, you're going to find stuff you like. There's pineapple. There's ginger ale. If you can think it up, they probably have it. There's a buffalo wing soda as well. If you want to go obscure, they've got bacon soda. If you want to go wild,
steak, hamburger soda, steak soda.
We might get
why even eat anymore? We just have a soda.
We're moving to a modern age of liquid diets.
Yeah, I've been on a liquid diet, and this ain't it.
So, I think it's a fun place to go. This taste testing for me brought a lot of joy, Tom. I really appreciate your reactions because it just made me feel good today. But we also want to get some listeners involved. We want to go out and try these sodas. Again, I wouldn't recommend pounding three or four a day from the sugar content standpoint. But if you want to have some fun with friends, you want to also, again, great candy selection.
Do a taste test.
And they have a really awesome saltwater taffy selection.
Ooh.
Which is, I know, an old school treat that really people
That's
love.
Good, though.
And remember... I think it was last year we did the Halloween segment where I brought in the squirrel nut zippers and some of those candies. They have all those kind of vintage candies as well.
So
you can go in, you can have a good time, fill your basket with some great candies, a couple of sodas, have a party. You can do a theme party from there as well. They've got all kinds of really cool decorations that are really going to lend to a fun time and get you back to your childhood a little bit. These sodas are definitely on the obscure side, but if you want to go mainstream, they've got a great selection to choose from. Plus, they have some good deals. You can get 4-packs and 6-packs for reduced cost. But I recommend, again, the Facebook... Follow them on Facebook. Go to rocketfizzventura.com, and it'll lead you to the Facebook page and like them because then you'll be involved with all their contests, and you can win upwards of a 12-pack or some other great like $25 gift certificate packages that you can put together on your own.
Yeah, cool.
So this Rocket Fizz is located at 105 South Oak Street in Ventura, and it's suite number 100.
And they're open 7 days a week.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and all I can say is if you've got an urge to drink ranch dressing in a soda form,
that's the place to go.
Oh, I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
We'll see if we can get some, have mine.
Here,
we'll get some of the other guests in the green room to try them.
Yeah,
oh, no, please, please.
There you go.
I'm not taking any of them with me. But I do know Rocket Fizz is a great place. My daughter goes there and loves that place. And, you know, because they get the gummy bears and all the stuff going on
And they'll be happy
there.
To have you. They have Jack is bringing in some really interesting imported Japanese candies, too. I picked up a box. It's called Poppin' Cookin'. And you can make your own gummy treats. So there's like a mix. You mix up the little liquid and then you chill. I have to look at the YouTube video because everything's in Japanese on the box.
That would be fun.
But you can actually make your own gummy treats that look like sushi.
Have you seen those Japanese sodas that you shake up and then you pop them? Pop the lid?
And he's starting to get that kind of stuff
That's
in.
Cool.
So we actually have a 12-pack to give away. You're going to pick it up at Rocket Fizz Ventura.
Okay. Nice.
You have to go to that store to grab it. But go in and see Jack. So we have a 12-pack for a listener if you want to get in on some of these fun sodas.
Oh, fun.
Very cool. Yeah, try them all different because I got to say, they totally different. But not knowing what you're drinking is trying to figure it out.
So you'll have to do this.
Yeah, the canned corn one is spot on. I mean, that actually, when you taste that, you say, yeah, that's canned corn.
It took a second to figure it out, but once you heard it.
It's there.
So caller number?
Caller number 10 on that one, 650-1590. You can go on in, grab a 12-pack, take them over to the kids, have the kids over, and have some fun with it. 650-1590. Take caller number 10 on that one. Jason's hitting the phones right now. Thanks a lot, Jason.
And
appreciate it.
I did post this on Facebook.
Good, good, good.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org. On Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.